This is it.
It's
our little podcast.
It really is.
And here it is, yeah. Owen and Resonate with Owen and Davis.
Is that right? Resonate with Owen and Davis? I thought it was Resonate with Edgel and Davis.
Oh, well. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see you.
So this is
I can't believe, but at the same time I can believe, that 1 minute we're just chatting away in a coffee shop.
On a few occasions. Yeah.
And then it's gone from the coffee shop to being in the studio.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's mad, but at the same time it's not mad, because in Napoleon Hill's phenomenal bestseller, Think and Grow Rich, he does say, states, anything that a man or a woman can conceive or believe, they can achieve. And
here we are.
And here we are, in the studio.
Well, I suppose to the general audience out there, it's basically the two of us. I'm Davis.
I'm Edgel.
And you're tuned into Resonate with Edgel and
Davis.
Yeah, you know which is which by now. Well, I do hope so. But yeah, we've come to discuss a variety of different topics. Topics that we'd have in a coffee shop.
Indeed.
Topics that you, as viewers, with your friends, relatives, whoever, would also have in a coffee shop. But we're just basically taking it to a level where, hopefully, you can appreciate we're going to go into the depth of a variety of different subjects just to show human emotions, human intelligence.
Yeah, and just to talk about things that most people don't talk about, and when they do talk about it, they find it uncomfortable. And as you and I know, the more we talk about things that are uncomfortable, the easier it gets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what we're all about.
So we're hoping all of our discussions actually resonate with your good selves. So tonight's topic, what are we going to talk about, by the way? It's all off the cuff, I know, but what are you going to talk about?
Okay. If the truth hurts, then it's also the truth that heals. Now, I've been listening to this concept for quite a while, and it resonated with me so much that I just thought, you know what, this is something that we need to talk about. Because most people, to one degree or another, can't take the truth, not realising that if they could take the truth would heal them.
Okay.
So, as an example, if you're in your, you know, world of work and you have to tell someone that they didn't do something quite right, in most cases, that person would take that wrongly, right? And so that would lead to a chain reaction of that person feeling uncomfortable with what you or I have just said.
Okay.
But if they could see through what you've said or what I've said or what somebody said to them, then that truth, even though initially it might be painful, it starts to heal. And then it puts that individual in a better position before they got that truth.
Okay, so from what I'm kind of trying to gather from you is when you ask someone a question, which they may not like the question because they have to tell you the truth of their feelings, or the fact that you've told them something which they deny, or they feel uncomfortable with that you've brought something out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a really good example to which let's just say, okay, here we go. My wife got some nice dress on, beautiful dress, and we're going out, and she's saying, how do I look in this? And we've all been there. and I, because she's my wife, you believe, you want to tell her the truth. But then you also lie sometimes, just a white lie, a little white lie. And if she says, does my bum look big in this? Because that's a phrase that a lot of people kind of use when they've got a new dress. And you go, no, darling, it doesn't. And then she looks at you because she knows, she has a feeling that you're not telling the truth. But she said, no, tell me. And you go, no, darling, it's fine. But she said, no, come on, I want you to tell me the truth. And you go, yeah, it actually does. It's going to hurt. It will
hurt.
What
part of that's going to hurt?
The fact that she's got this beautiful dress that she's bought. No,
because the fact, for me, what you've just said, the main thing what's going to hurt in that situation is that you didn't tell her the truth.
Exactly. But at the same time, is it not going to hurt because you have told her the truth, and then it's how she deals with the truth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's...
So in that concept, which, you know, there's not... Most people are married, most people aren't. It could be anybody, it could be any situation, but it was a good example. In that situation, if someone says to you, can you tell me the truth about that, then we shouldn't be thinking, will they be able to take that truth? We should just be telling them the truth.
Right. Okay.
And then it's up to them
to
deal with that truth.
They deal with it, yeah.
Because if we don't tell them the truth, what we end up doing is destroying them. Because we've told them a lie, and then they're going to go off thinking, yeah, I'm all right, because somebody just told me that I'm all right.
Yeah.
But really, that person who told me that I was all right lied.
So to give me an example on a deeper level, and that was kind of superficial, because I just thought that came to my head. And if you're married or with a partner, you all kind of go through that situation. But what is a situation which is more in depth, which could be more emotionally charged? Have you come across?
Which I do in the work that I do outside of this. If I say to an individual, the reason why you're unhappy in your life is because you're not doing any work on yourself in order to become happy. That truth, in a lot of ways, in a lot of times, won't fall on that individual's level of awareness, because they would take it that I'm attacking them in some way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? But if I say the opposite and say, yeah, you're all right, you don't need to do anything, even though I know that individual does, I'm walking away thinking I've not done them a real service because
justice,
I've not told them the truth.
Yeah.
They go off in their direction and think, yeah, I'm all right, because they just said X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then they meet someone else.
And then they meet someone else, and then someone else says something different, and then all of a sudden they're in the confused state, because one minute they're thinking, I've heard that truth from someone, and then someone told me something different. So for me...
Especially someone you trust.
Yeah, so it's all about being in a situation where you can say to that individual, in any given moment, right, not with ego, but in awareness, you can say to that individual in any given moment, I don't like the way you did that, or I think that you should do that in a certain way because of X, Y, Z. Then you're going to get a situation where initially that person might try and push back. But that's kind of human nature, as well as the fact that that individual is probably not used to being in a conversation like that. So they're in shock, because most people lie to each other. You are, how are you doing? You all right? Most people say, yeah. And then they walk off and think, I'm not all right. Why did I say that? So most people are in that frame of mind anyway, where they're just mechanically thinking that everything's all right, because everybody says everything's all right. Nobody sits with anybody or stands with anybody and says, look, that thing that you said, the way you were, how you acted in that situation wasn't the right thing to do. That truth would be really, really painful for that individual initially. But if they could take it and let it fall on the, awareness and not on their emotion, then they're going to be all right.
But isn't that... it's also a very difficult thing to do for you, the individual, that's speaking to whoever it is.
Right.
To be able to say, what's that film with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson? The one was in the Navy.
Not got a clue.
And Jack Nicholson's on the stand, and basically Guantanamo Bay, and he's on the stand. Tom Cruise is a lawyer, naval lawyer. Jack Nicholson is some chief within the Navy stroke Marine type. He's a Marine. And they're pushing the Marines through a really hard time, and one Marine dies because of the fact that this code green that they had was to push him to the limit. And I think he kills himself or he dies. I can't remember the exact film. But Tom Cruise is pushing Jack Nicholson to tell the truth because he's under oath. And Jack Nicholson, because Tom Cruise...
Jack
Nicholson, sorry.
Right.
And Jack Nicholson then says, you actually can't handle the truth, because Tom Cruise pushes him to such an extent that Nicholson gets mad. And he said, you can't handle the truth. So basically, throughout the period of the time that this thing goes on, because it goes on in a lot of special forces and so on and so forth, where you're pushing people to the limit, but you don't tell the outside world. It's an inner field, an inner kind of code that you have, that you don't tell people what's going on outside, because they'd never be able to handle it. Being ex-army, I also understand that, because there are certain things that they did to us to push, to get our mindset in the right frame of mind, whether it be to go to war, whether it be to go into, you know, some form of mini combat. You are brainwashed to basically not let the general public outside of your group of people know what really goes on, because they wouldn't be able to comprehend it, wouldn't be able to understand it. So in that particular instance, when Jack Nicholson says, you can't handle the truth, but he got everything out of him because he pushed him to such an extent. So the fact is, some people won't be able to handle it. So if you know someone, you have to be really really close before we can understand how their psyche is? Because if they can't handle the truth, could that also do the opposite and take them into a downward spiral? Or is it how you put the truth across? Do you have to be really mindful of that?
To a degree, you have to be mindful of how you put the truth across, but the truth is the truth. The truth is the truth. So if an individual is around you and you're the type of person who is truthful to yourself, so therefore you've got the capacity to be truthful to anybody else, and there's a situation that comes up where you've got to be truthful to that individual, you can't be thinking to yourself, well, how are they going to take it? You can't think like that. Not in any form of, like, because you're a mean person, but just in awareness, you can't think like that. What you've got to do is just speak the truth in the right way.
But that's what I mean.
Well, be assertive. Be assertive with it. Don't, like, belittle that individual and say, you didn't do this, or you're like this and you're like that. We're not talking on that level. We're talking on a level that someone who is in a situation where they might have a lot of friends around them, and then someone else says to that person, what would you do if you didn't have them friends? And that person says, well, what do you mean, what would I do if I didn't have them friends? I'd be all right. Would you really be all right? And have you got those friends around you because you're really lonely? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a question. That person then feels a bit taken aback by that question. But if that person has got a level of awareness, they'd be thinking, do you know what? I never thought about it like that. I've got all these people around me, but if those people went out of my life, What would I do? How would I cope with it? So that in itself is a truth, to say to that individual, you know, you're surrounding yourself with all these people, you've got all these events that you go to and all these things that you do in, you know, in your private life and everything. Are you doing that because you like doing that? Or are you doing that because you're lonely? Are you doing that because you don't want to be on your own? Are you doing that because you need to be working on aspects of your life that you're not working on, and doing these external events stops you from doing it? It's almost like it's brushing it under the carpet. That's the kind of conversation.
You're avoiding it.
Yeah, that's the kind of conversation that would have to be had with that individual. Initially, because it's the truth, initially the truth will be painful. But then, if they can take the truth, it starts to get to the point where it starts to heal that individual. Do you know what? All this time in my life, I've surrounded myself with this, what somebody's saying, I'm surrounding myself with all these people, doing all these events, thinking that I'm doing all these events because I really like doing all these events. But the reality is, I don't really like doing these events. It just gives me something to do, because I don't like being on my own. It gives me something to do. And all of a sudden, you said something to that individual along those lines, and initially it shocked them, but then it's starting to heal because they start to look at it in a different way.
So are we kind of thinking, as an example, because I love bringing examples into our conversations, because we can all then hopefully try and resonate with that. So let's just say I'm in a job which I despise. I just don't like doing it. So deep inside of me, I know it's giving me a wage. I know it's helping me with my lifestyle, whether it be family, whether it just be going out with friends, whether it be having luxury holidays, whatever it may be. But you despise the fact that you have to go into that particular job. It's the people, the boss, it's just the job itself, but it's paying you good money. And a friend says to you, God, David, you're miserable lately, you know? What is it? And you say, I'm not really sure. But the friend, the person that you trust and rely on, tells you, ever since you started working there, you've not been the same person. You've been there like 2 years now, and you don't seem happy. It's got to be the job. Because that's the only connection that I have. And you're saying to yourself, because you believe it yourself, you know it within you, so this could be anything. You're telling them what they already know. But for whatever reason, they're suppressing that, because there's other reasons why they're in that situation. And sometimes they don't want to hear that truth, because you're telling me now, leave the job. And I'm going, but I can't. And you're saying, but leave the job.
But I wouldn't say to you, leave the job. I would say to you, don't leave the job, because if you don't leave the job and make sense of why you're feeling like this, you're going to take yourself into another job. And you're probably going to find yourself in a similar situation. I would say to that individual, why do you not like the job? And you mentioned it's the boss or whoever. What is wrong with the boss?
Mm.
Well, you know, he or she, they're always having a go at me. You know. Is that a fact that they're always having a go at you? Well, yeah. Well, give me some examples.
Mm-hmm.
This is how the conversation's going. To the point, it gets to the point where that individual says, do you know what? In most cases, it's not the boss. It's my attitude towards the boss. Do you know what? I've got friends who are earning more dough than me. So when I'm in this job that I'm doing, I'm irritable because I know that they're making more dough than me. And so I'm blaming it on the job, when really it's not the job. It's how I'm looking at different situations.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is how I'm looking at me. If you say that to me, Erwin, do you know what? You've got to look at yourself. Stop blaming the boss. Stop blaming the fact that, you know, you have to travel, you know, half an hour to get to work, or 45 minutes and the trains or whatever transport you've got, you know what I mean, is a real bind. Stop blaming that look at yourself. Mm-hmm. That would be you telling me the truth. Initially, I might say, no, it's the boss and it's this and that. But in a point of a stage of reflection, I might say, yeah, he's right, it's not the boss. Now I'm being healed. So now I don't have to leave that work.
Or you might have to, or you do leave that work.
Or I do, but I'm leaving for the right reasons.
Because you've looked within yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And because I've taken the pain of the truth.
Right.
I've taken it the right way.
Yeah.
And now it's healed me.
Yeah.
Now I'm in a situation where I can look at things and think, right, okay.
Yeah.
You know, there is a certain aspect of that particular role or that relationship that I'm in isn't right. But mm-hmm. because I've looked at it from a different point of view, I've gone through the shock of, wow, I didn't realise that I was doing X, Y, Z in that situation.
You've looked in the mirror. You've allowed them, or you've positioned them to be able to look in the mirror and go, it's something within me.
Yeah.
Because we all blame things, don't we?
Yeah.
We all say it's that, it's this, it's whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But the fact is, stop, take the blinkers off.
Yeah.
Be aware of the surroundings and who you are.
Right.
Find your inner self, find that depth within you, and then you can make the right decision.
Yeah. But not many people will do that because not
As you
many
say,
people.
You heal.
Yeah. But not many people will do that because not many people will put themselves in an uncomfortable situation for quite a while to look at themselves, warts and all, and say, do you know what?
It's me.
It's me.
And it's, and that's the truth.
And that is the truth.
Right.
Right. And so what you find is, in that external world that we always talk about, you find that the vast majority of people who would be listening to this conversation
mm-hmm.
would find it uncomfortable. And not because there's anything wrong with it,
mm-hmm.
but because, A, they've probably never had a conversation like this, or, B, they've always probably projected out instead of projecting in terms of looking at themselves
yeah.
first and thinking, why is this situation like this? What am I doing
yeah.
in this situation that's making it not right?
Because you're right. Let's go back to the example of the job.
Mm.
You leave that job. You go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And you go to the next one.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing.
Same thing.
And you're going through this washing machine cycle, and it's all the until you change that program,
mm.
and that program is dial, look at yourself.
Right.
Look at your inner feelings and your thoughts, emotions, intellect. Look at it. And then you can make... It's going to hurt. Of course it's going to hurt. But it will hopefully, 9 times out of 10, heal you to make the right decisions.
Yeah. If it's the truth that hurts, it's also the truth that heals.
Wow. Yeah.
And so... We all of us, those of you listening to this conversation, those of you watching this conversation, you and I having this conversation, we've all got to get to a point where we actually realise that whilst the truth is painful, it also heals. So if you can put yourself in a situation where anybody says to you at any given moment, and when I say anybody saying it to you, they're saying it rightly to you. They're not just, you know, saying it for the sake of it and winding you up. When people are saying, you know, that you need to, maybe you should think about doing this or think about doing that, or in that discussion or in that argument, you were wrong because, you know, you didn't look at it from that point of view. Whatever that situation is, those examples are, if we can put ourselves in that feeling of letting whatever that person said to us, this is the key, D. You've got your emotion and you've got awareness. If we let things fall on our emotions, 9.5 times out of 10, we're going to feel sad, we're going to feel irritable, we're going to mm-hmm. feel, you know, not great. If we let it fall on our awareness, all right, so Dee's just said that, and that, right, yeah, no, I know where he's coming from, all right, get it, that's your awareness. And all of a sudden, from that, you know, a better person
mm-hmm.
than you were prior to that information,
yeah.
that conversation. And that's the only way, in my opinion, Dee, that we grow as individuals through going through the pain of being told the truth and then letting that truth
heal
us.
Yeah.